Robbo, I think if you'd had the duration of a test match, you might have got a result to that game.
Yeah, it was hard work because obviously the wicket was very, very slow. Slightly handicapped with a little bit of a niggle to Steve McGoffin as well. But you've got to be happy that you played good cricket, and you've got to be happy that you put yourself in a position on the last day where you had a chance of winning. And that's all you can do. Obviously, if it was a test match, we would have batted at a different tempo yesterday, and they'd have probably had to bat for a bit longer with a bigger score to get level.
Tremendous match for Luke Wells, not just his double hundred, but a couple of wickets on the final day.
Yeah, he's bowled really well pre-season with his leg spin, but well in Dubai, so it's something he's trying to develop, and obviously he's got the option of a bit of off spin now and again, but his leg spin is he really likes and enjoys, so yeah, it becomes an option for the captain.
It was a great moment when Monty got the wicket of Graham Smith, and one thought they might wobble at that stage.
Yeah, we could have done with him last night, couldn't we, Block? But it's been so difficult. There's not been one slip catch in the whole game. I think there's only one thing carried to the slip, which was that one to Wilson off Ed Joyce yesterday. Apart from that, nothing's even remotely carried. And, you know, we got some couple of genuine edges yesterday evening, but they fell well short. And as I say, on this type of surface, you need everything to go your way, every decision and all those little bit of looks. But Smith sort of killed it a little bit, and we had a sniff, but it was a big decision against Wilson when Monty hit him on the boot, but it's an overall, and then you the next thing, the game's going away from you, and it ends up being a bit of a tame draw.
It was just there briefly, wasn't it, when you went five down? You thought, hang on, someone get some wickets now.
And five down was, I think it was a Wilson decision straight after Smith. You know, if we'd have got him then, you'd have had two new batters in. That was your little window, but they're the little margins of the game. But as I say, in the end, probably the wicket was the winner in this match. But to reiterate, to come to the last day at the Oval, we haven't won here since 1994, on the last day, and have a chance, a realistic chance of winning. And that's, you know, that's a testament to how far this team's come the last 3 or 4 years.
And if you'd had a sniff, you'd have given it a dash, wouldn't you?
Oh, we did give it a dash.
I mean, with, you know, if you'd got in and chasing 10 and over, or well, so, you'd have given it a go.
I mean, we lost five overs because of, well, I don't know, did it actually rain? But all the covers came on, didn't they?
You went off, didn't
yeah,
you?
The whole covers came on as if it was the end of the world coming. But, and you know, we had the second new ball. We gave it a little bit of a dart then. But as I say, the game had really gone by that point.
What's the thoughts on Steve McGoffin? Should he be fit for the Warwickshire game, you think?
We'll see. We just play it up by ear. He's got to obviously see how he scrubs up tomorrow and see what the recovery is like. He could wake up really sore tomorrow. He could wake up the same as today. Or he could wake up feeling a bit better. We'll just have to see.
He's a pretty key member of your attack, though, isn't he?
That is your overseas player. He's a quality bowler. So obviously, yes, he is, yes.
Just looking ahead to Warwickshire, they always seem to have the team who put it over Sussex, particularly at Edgbaston.
Yeah, not at Hove. We've done okay against them at Hove, so just at Edgbaston. We know we've won and played well against them at home, and no matter what team we take away, might as well take the academy one day there. We haven't been able to play well at Edgbaston, but at Hove, no, we've done okay.
And a pretty good start, let's face it. You had a wonderful win at Yorkshire, and Surrey, everyone's writing them up to be one of the big teams. It's never a bad thing to get a draw here.
Look, when they've got people like, you know, Mika not playing, they can afford not to play Keating, they can afford not to play Tremblay at times, and John Lewis is not playing, etc. This is a big club with a huge squad, and as I say, to put yourself on the last day and have a chance of winning, that's good from our point of view. But they are, they've got some fine players. We had a really good pre-season, and we've managed to continue that into the early games, but it is very, very early.